Hello, friends. Welcome back to Coffee is My Boyfriend. My name is Anissa. Coffee is my boyfriend. And do you want to hear the slurp? Of course you do. Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the podcast. Essentially, this is a podcast of thoughts and ideas and experiences that we break down, maybe reflect on throughout your day, and stuff you thought of, stuff that maybe you perhaps haven't, and I'm hoping will allow you to become a better human being and level up, as I am on the journey of being a better human being and leveling up every day. I wanted to jump right in today and talk about something that I kind of reflected on this morning in my meditations / reflections. I like to have moments in the morning, bright and early, before the world starts or my day starts, where I reflect and kind of calm my farm and put my chickens away, as I tell my family on many occasions, and reflect on where my emotional state is at and potential things, and just come back to a baseline, which really got me thinking about baselines and what my baseline is. Now, this concept is not new. I've heard of it many times before, and maybe I'm just putting it into a frame, a terminology that I can understand, maybe you can compute with as well. But a baseline of emotional state is so unbelievably important, and knowing your baseline of emotional state is so unbelievably important. And this will blow your mind, because once you understand your baseline, you'll be able to see others' baselines, and then you'll be able to reflect on whether you want to continue having them within your sphere. My baseline that I have decided to, and I decided this many, many years ago, but I didn't realize how important it was for me in terms of this. My baseline is always peace. I come back to peace, which I guess is an unusual kind of concept in itself. Like, I come back to peace. What does it actually mean? Like, the concept of that is quite broad. Like, what is peace? What is peace? Well, my baseline, my emotional state I come back to is peace, regardless of whether I'm really excited about something, because I am a very excitable person. If you have met me, I love shit. I just love it. Love life. Love people. People are crazy and nuts and amazing, and I just fucking love them, and I just love experiences, and I just think we are on this planet for a very short period of time, and I also know that after this lifetime, I will have peace. There is nothing but peace after this lifetime for me, so why not enjoy the ebbs and flows of life and whatever it has to throw at me, so to speak. It's the tapestry, right? It's the variety. It's the spice. It's so much fun. But it means that I cannot be in peace, my baseline, all the time. Things will happen. Things will change. Things will disrupt my peace. But I didn't realize how well I had cultivated my life around my baseline peace. Yes, I get excited. Yes, things piss me off. But it always comes back to peace. And what I mean by that is I've created and cultivated peace within my friendships and my relationships. I don't have beef with anybody. Anyone that I have established a strong and in-depth relationship with, I have nothing, no drama, absolutely no drama. And if there is someone that I have not established a good relationship with and there is drama, I seem to still be able to pull back, come back to my core relationships and friendships and find that peace, find that balance, right? I'm not an angry person. I don't like to be. So that I've cultivated that in my relationships. I've cultivated that in my family. So my family is peace to me. We have no drama. We have no beef. Anything that kind of gets stirred up for a moment settles very quickly. It's not about not having an emotional roller coaster in terms of life, right? It's not about not getting pissed off, not getting angry, not getting upset, not being disheartened, not being discouraged, you know, not finding joy. It's not about that. It's not about joy. It's not about, you know, being excited about something, happy about something, that, you know, emotional highs, emotional lows. It's not about not having those things. It's about understanding that you need to come back to a baseline. And what is your baseline? So for me, it's peace. And I've noticed that in a lot of the things I do. And I've even cultivated that in my work life too. All my work life relationships at the moment, touch wood, bring back to peace. I have no beef with anyone. Everyone's excited when we have conversations, when we talk about projects, whatever they might be, how we can move forward, etc. There's peace, there's understanding, there's respect in terms of conversations. Even if the conversations are hard, it's still peaceful. And that's my baseline, and I've cultivated it. And now I realize how proud I am of that baseline. And it only really made me reflect on it deeply recently, because I had a new relationship / person come into my sphere that disrupted that piece. And really disrupted that piece in me, which was kind of a blessing in disguise, because it did make me reflect on things that maybe I thought I had a handle on myself personally, in my own, you know, values and who I have set myself up as. Made me grow, made me go a little deeper into things and my understanding of myself and my interpretation of the world around me. So there's that blessing. Definitely a lot of learnings there. But it disrupted my peace. And then because it disrupted my peace, it allowed me to see how valuable my baseline was and the world that I had encapsulated around that baseline. I had so much more value for my friendship groups, for my family life, for where my work life is at currently, my career goals, right? Because I have encapsulated this idea of peace around all those things. It's comes together and unites as one. So as soon as something comes in that is not of my value, disrupts my baseline, makes me feel uncomfortable, makes me feel angry or anxious, or takes my energy, my focus, it's an automatic indicator that that thing or that person or that situation is not good for me. Not to get confused with stretching yourself, pushing yourself outside your comfort zone, that kind of thing. Those kind of things, you can feel the fear and do it anyway because you're excited by it, right? You're like, I know this is going to make me grow. I know this is going to make me feel like a better person after this. But when you can't say that, when you're like, oh, this friendship that I'm cultivating right now is going to make me a better person. If you can't say that, this friendship that I'm cultivating right now is going to add value to my life, is going to add value to their life, is going to grow, right? When you can't say that, that's when you've disrupted your baseline. Now, my term for my baseline is peace. You might have a different term for your baseline, whatever it is. Keep it emotionally sound. And so I'm not saying emotionally high or emotionally low. Try and keep it in that middle, whatever you call it, your baseline. Try and keep it that middle space, because we can't be emotionally high or emotionally low all the fucking time. We might have sprints of it. We might have a couple of months of it. We might have a moment of it, right? But it's like, how quickly can you come back to that baseline? Because that creates stability with the friendships and relationships around you. And it creates stability for yourself in knowing yourself. And once you have stability in knowing yourself, you have so much more confidence. So I ask you, what is your baseline? And now that you understand the term of what a baseline is, can you see where other people's baselines sit? And do they align with you? Because you'll know inherently, does that person come back to a level that's in line with what I have to give and what they have to give? Or is their baseline anger? Is their baseline disdain? Is their baseline ego? Like, they think they're better than everybody else. Like, what is their baseline? What is it they always come back to? What is it that you always meet them at? If nothing was happening in their life, if they were just going around day to day, how would they present themselves? Because that is their baseline. And that is a reflection of your baseline as well, in where you want your baseline to be, because that will automatically impact you. So have a think again, one, about your baseline, and two, where you set those values within that baseline. Because I choose peace, and I realize I captivate, cultivate, create relationships, friendships, family dynamics around that baseline of peace. And God, it makes me feel good. Anyway. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but coffee is my boyfriend. We're going to have another sip of him and we'll reflect on that. I hope you have the most amazing day, and I hope you have an epic baseline. Bye.